Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Alex de la Iglesia is a Spanish director known for his dark, violent comedies, many with sex plus a hint of horror and the supernatural. Battles of the sexes are his bread and butter, and his characters consist of arrogant, strutting men cut down to size by cruel women. Rivalry, lust, fear, and vengeance are the emotions all seen within the setting of contemporary Spain. And the scary stuff? Well, witches, ghost killers, and clowns, hideously scary clowns. Alex de la Iglesia Dances with the Devil is a retrospective of his films now showing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. So this week I'm going to talk about some of those, plus a new action thriller set in the Troubles in Belfast. Dying of Laughter, Muertas de Risa, is an early film of his, with the war between the sexes played by proxy by an odd couple. Nino and Bruno, played by Santiago Segura and El Gran Wyoming, are Spain's Martin and Lewis, a two-man stage comedy team. Their act is simple. Fast-talking Bruno provides the chatter until it comes time for chubby Nino to respond. But struck with perpetual stage fright, he just stares straight ahead, unable to speak. Then comes the punchline. Bruno slaps Nino in the face. That's their shtick, and it never fails to have the audience rolling in the aisles. They don't change the act, just the silly costumes they wear. They become stars, rich and famous. They even build their homes right next door to each other. The problem? They hate each other's guts. They're consumed with rage and jealousy, each thinking the other is more talented or more attractive to women. So they concoct elaborate schemes to ruin their partners, even though it's the source of their fame and fortune. And they just might die of laughter. So a bit more supernatural and heavier on the men versus women theme is a perfect crime, El Crimen Perfecto. Raf, played by Guillermo Toledo, is the best-known salesman at the Yeo department store. He was actually born there, inside the walls, and knows every nook and cranny, and he treats it like his personal fiefdom. The silk bathrobes, the lobster and champagne, the king-size beds. So he's loaded with self-confidence. He can charm the pants off anyone he meets, and he's met a lot of them. He's always surrounded by the beautiful saleswomen who want to sleep with him and the men who want to be him. So Raf's life is dedicated to high aesthetic values, beauty, quality, prestige, and he's opposed on principle to marriage, families, suburban living. But his job and his future are in danger when, in a scuffle after closing, his rival, Don Antonio, ends up dead. So the death is witnessed by Lourdes, played by Monica Cervera, an unattractive and shy saleswoman. She's also the only woman he refuses to sleep with on aesthetic grounds, but she's not as dumb as she looks. So when she helps him dispose of the body, he's forced to give in to her desires, maybe even marriage. So the greenish ghost of Don Antonio warns Raf of her treachery, so he needs a perfect plan to get rid of her once and for all, but which one of the two will win? So these themes, plus a mammoth dose of the supernatural, come to a head in last year's Witching and Bitching, or Las Brujas de Zugarramurdi. Okay, so Jose Antonio, a divorced misogynist and a dumb jock, wrestle over Jesus and a green plastic soldier. They knock over a pawn shop. They grab a taxi and escape with a bag of loot, thousands of abandoned wedding rings, and the divorced man's 10-year-old son. But he's hotly pursued by his fuming ex-wife and the police, who are tracking her. So after an exciting chase, the motley crew, the gangsters plus the people in the cab, land up in a small Basque town named Zugarramurdi, a town run by witches who view men as fodder for their evil spells. It ends up as a face-off between the whole panoply of men versus women. On the men's side are selfish boy, sex-crazed guy, bitter divorced man, weary cab driver, and clueless detached older guy. But they're no match for three generations of witches, plus a furious ex-wife. Only the rebel biker granddaughter witch, who'd rather sleep with men than torture and eat them, provides a chink in the armor. But can they escape the world's largest coven and the great Satan himself? So the films of Alex de la Iglesia provide just the right balance, in my mind, between gross outs and giddy laughs. They're not for everyone. They're pretty violent, but I really like his horror comedies. 71, directed by Yann Demange. It's 1971, and Gary, played by Jack O'Connell, wants to learn a skill and see the world. He hugs his little brother goodbye and sets off with the British Army for his first foreign posting. But he doesn't get further than Belfast, Northern Ireland. So the city is in the midst of the Troubles and is divided on religious and political grounds. The IRA unionists are Catholic. They want to join the Republic to the south. The Protestant loyalists want to stay within the UK. And within these groups on both sides, there are militants like the Provisional IRA and the Ulster Volunteers who seem to relish the idea of killing some people on the way. So the streets of the city are divided by walls and twisting alleys punctuated by Molotov cocktails and ticking time bombs. So fresh out of boot camp, it's Jack's squad plunked right down into the mean streets on the very first day. As luck would have it, bad luck, his army buddy gets shot in the head right in front of him and he sees the shooter's faces, but he gets separated from his unit, so he's all alone in this hellhole. He meets a guide, a tough wee lad who guides him in and out of windows and down deserted alleys, and a father and daughter who can help him hide, but both sides, and maybe even the elements of the army, want him dead because he's seen too much. Okay, this is a great, exciting action thriller about a sympathetic young man who catches the brunt of horrific violence and realizes he's part of the forces causing all the trouble. 71 is a war movie, but it's not a pro-war movie. 71 opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And the Alex de la Iglesia retrospective continues through March. Go to tiff.net for details. Also opening today, and don't miss it, is the Harold Crooks great documentary, The Price We Pay. I spoke to him last fall. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.